Okay, so number 11. Number 11 is be faithful. So if friendship is to mean anything, we need to stick to our friends through thick and thin, to not give up on them, not give up when the first glow of friendship has waned. Sometimes it can be very exciting when you first get to know somebody. It's like meeting this whole new universe, and that can be quite stimulating. But then after a while, well, you sort of kind of get used to it. And then, well, it may be a bit harder to sustain the friendship. Or you may give up if they're going through a hard time, if they're depressed or something like that. It can be perhaps quite hard to be around when they're depressed. And so you want to give up. Or you can maybe, the friendship was forged in the, you know, the dramas of them going through a difficult time. And then when they get back onto an even keel, then you want to give up. And I've certainly seen that happen. So again, you know, real friendship means staying with the person through whatever is happening to them. And again, through the, you know, vicissitudes of, you know, if we're both practicing the Dharma, through they're maybe going ahead and forging ahead and being more devoted to the Dharma to us, or being less devoted and sort of seemingly going off, or even actually going off in a different direction. Again, if we're a real friend, we will do our best to maintain that friendship. And I think part of that is, you know, keeping them in mind when they're not there, writing to them if they're not physically with us, rejoicing in their merits to other people when we get the chance. And I think another part of this, which is very important, is not taking our friend for granted. I think it's so easy to do that after a while. We just get used to friends. And I think it's something that struck me very much a year ago. I went off travelling for a few months to Australia and New Zealand. And it really highlighted being away from my friends, just what strong connections I had in London, just particularly, how, in a way, deeply embedded I was in a whole network of friendship, which is just really delightful, but in a way so easy to just, well, that's, you know, it's like the air that I breathe, so you sort of don't notice it. So I think we do really need to not take our friends for granted. And also, again, coming back to this idea of Bhante's poem, The Unseen Flower, is sometimes I think we can look for friendship in the wrong place, or there's actually a really good friend right next to us and we don't notice it. We don't notice their acts of friendship towards us.